Alrighty, good morning, everyone. Let's call a meeting to order at 10:30, and we'll start off by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. All right, so again, for the benefit of folks from the future, you know, we've received information electronically ahead of time, and I guess we're ready to go. We'll begin with an adoption of today's agenda. We need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, I don't believe we have any public participation, so we'll just simply move on to old business. We have a resolution to resume essential construction projects for the tech center, the public computer area. We'll need a motion for that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess, I'm sorry, was there any discussion, any questions beforehand? I'm sorry, I didn't remember. Any questions or...
Does that include the welcome desk?
No, the welcome desk is complete. That project, that was a renovation of the or an installation of a new desk. This has to do with the technology center. So okay. It's the technology center, creating an office space, and then repurposing the remainder of that room into a quiet area, quiet study, and then moving the public computers out to the floor, as well as the technology center public service desk.
Thank you, Neely.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Secondly, we need an update on the library's phase reopening plan. So I guess I'll turn it over to you, Neely.
Yes. Thank you very much, Bob. Starting with shortly after our board meeting last week, Kristen and I participated in conference calls with the county and then an additional phone call that took place on Wednesday that updated all of the public libraries in Suffolk County to let us know that we are considered, we've been deemed government, and government can't tell government, another government agency can't tell us what to do. So that sped up our ability to start our reopening to the public. And in speaking with Kevin Verbisi, it's still within our timeline that we had been planning to reintroduce staff around June 8th with phased scheduling, staggered scheduling, and then maybe introduce a little bit more staff on the 15th with the rollout of first the return of materials, excuse me, and then the rollout in the near future of curbside pickup. So it doesn't really impact our plans the way we were thinking of reopening. It just makes it more official. So we can start with this. And we will have an update in writing for you folks. Not that it needs, it doesn't need board approval, but we certainly want you to understand our thought process and how we want to carefully reopen to the public, not with public in the building, but offering services, a lot of which is contingent upon PALS turning back on their system. The minute we try to check in an item before they're ready, it will sort of mess everything up in the county because it'll trap holds and things. So we've been instructed to really wait for the green light from system naturally, and that was our plan all along anyway. But I was able to have a conversation with Kevin Verbisi one-on-one, so he knew just about the pace, since we're one of their larger libraries, the pace at which we were planning to open. So, and he was in agreement with it.
Okay.
Are we alone, Neely? Is there any other libraries looking to open up soon?
We are not alone, Bob. That's a great question. In my zone directors meeting on Friday, we made We communicated very clearly with one another, especially our neighboring libraries, Middle Country and Patchogue. Everyone seems to be in the same time frame. The first step is staff coming back into the building. So that really doesn't impact operations so much. That's people like coming in, getting comfortable back in the space. And we are committed to trying to keep a consistent rollout of services amongst these neighboring libraries. So we're right on track. Long story short, we're right on track.
Okay. How do you figure bringing the staff in by departments or X amount of people from each department or?
It's going to be first with department heads coming on in, and then we will reintroduce full-time staff. We are talking about each department can. They're responsible for their own schedule, but we've taken a walk through each of the staff areas with department heads and even taken a look at staff desk space. And if you had person 1, 3, and 5 in, you know, based on their desk space, their proximity to one another, that's enough of a distancing. So we're working on a combination of rotating days, rotating shifts, with people in the building, and then what they'll be doing from home if they're not in the library. Kristen, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Basically what you said, that the scheduling so that we're not on top of each other. What else? Just that we're going to start with the department heads and ease back in. It's maybe going to be baby steps in. You know, maybe starting to accept some returns, getting that whole thing in with how we're going to quarantine books and for how long, getting that routine down, and then starting to maybe offer curbside pickup at some point. But baby steps in, like each week, would be just getting used to that.
So we have, thank you, Kristen. We have department heads working on virtual programming to keep their staff busy, whether they're recording that, you know, as we go forward from the library or from home. And then with those returns, we started testing that quarantining aspect by accepting resuming mail delivery and acceptance of deliveries from UPS and FedEx and things. So we're working that through right now on a small scale between myself, Kristen, John, Robert Downs, and Robert Buchenheim.
Very good. Bless you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for Neely?
Nope. Sounds like you got it all together.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I guess we can move on to some new business. We need an approval for the lower level bathroom project. We need a motion. And before we motion, any questions or discussion about that project?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So can I ask for a motion for the bathroom remodeling?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. A second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next, we have a purchase request for, as soon as the screen catches up. Okay. Oh, that was the purchase request.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay.
That's okay.
And secondly, now we have a discussion of our safety plan for obvious reasons. So, Neely, Kristen, take it away.
Thank you, Bob. Kristen and I have been drafting each on our own what the safety plan, the format that the state provided everyone, what that means for the Sachem Public Library and how we will enforce it here. So we have the bones of a document that we will be sharing with you folks, and we will look for approval of this safety plan. before we start letting staff back in, so we're all on the same page. So over the course of this week, we're going to be sending you just drafts of different plans, different policies that have to do with this plan. And if we could please schedule a meeting for next week just to approve the draft plan and start that process, we would appreciate it.
Sure. Any day special you have in mind?
If we wanted to keep it consistent and do it in the beginning of the week next week, if we wanted to do Monday the 1st, that same time, 10:30.
That sounds fine to me.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I will not be able to make it on the 1st.
Would you like us to move it to the 2nd?
I won't be able to make it on the 2nd.
Okay.
No, keep it for the majority.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
A different time, Dennis?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, okay. So then should we leave it for the 1st?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. I guess any other questions? Any other concerns? I guess as of now, we're planning on having a standard board meeting on the third Monday of June, if everything is going according to plans?
Yes, and we will be relocating that board meeting to one of our meeting rooms so that we can comply with the social distancing.
Sure. Understood. Okay, if there's not any other questions, I will move to adjourn the meeting at 10:42. And I wish everybody a good week, and we'll see each other again next Monday.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
okay, thank you. Have a good week.
You too.